Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We got bad takes floating around, and I'm not just talking about every word that comes out of my mouth.
Go on.
I know. The Olympics are happening right now. And there's a couple Craig Riley takes here, Pony, that we've got to get to. First, I saw you tweeting, it seemed like genuine surprise that people were rooting against the women's soccer team, I guess, Team USA, and the basketball team. Craig told me that he's on board with at least rooting against the basketball team before the show. Now, why is this, Craig?
Because
that you're being un-American?
No. I think it's because I'm so American that I'm rooting against them. They're an embarrassment to our country right now, so I won't root for them.
For what reason, though?
They're losing to nobodies. We have the
cream of the crop. France is a big country.
Yeah. Okay, when you think of basketball, does France come to mind?
Evan Fournier? Tony Parker?
Okay, are they playing?
Nicholas Batum? Evan Fournier had 28 points in that game.
Tony Parker. Is he still playing?
No, but no. I mean, France had a wonderful basketball tradition.
They stink compared to us. Our team should blow out every team in the world, and they're not. So I won't root for them because they're an embarrassment.
What about the women's soccer team? Don't care?
I actually have no clue. So I put a sizable bet on them, and I tweeted that out. And I got inundated on Twitter with people telling me they won't root for them because I guess they're real political, and I just don't have the energy to like figure out what's going on with that.
What do you make of this, Pony? He's not rooting for the men's basketball team. He's actively rooting against them, but it's not for some sort of highfalutin reason. He's just mad that they're not playing well enough.
Yeah, the thing about the basketball team is I do think that there's a case to be made that if they do get embarrassed and humbled, they'll start to take it more seriously the next time around. So I do like that one. I will co-sign Craig's take on that, that we have now our best players that decide that they'd rather make better use of their summers than represent our country. So for that reason, if we get embarrassed like we did in 2004 in Athens, where I don't even know if we medaled, we lost to Puerto Rico, which I would think Puerto Rican players would play for us, right? It's an American territory.
That's
I never understood that.
Point.
Anywho, I would like to think that that might be a one step backwards, two step forward sort of deal. So I like that one.
That's not honestly the Craig's take on the Olympics, I gave you the first two because they're relevant because there are people out there who are tweeting about how they're not cheering for those teams. Craig's other take's the worst one, Pony. You ready for this?
Go ahead.
Now, Craig, I asked you before the show, give you 4 years, right, till next year's games. What sport do you think you'd have the best chance to medal in? And you had an almost instantaneous answer.
Any of them involving a horse.
Your dressage,
the horse
dressage,
does all the
say.
Heavy lifting. I could learn how to play handball. I'm probably not going to be better than those people. The horse does the work. All I do is sit there. That's the only one I'd have a chance.
I'm astonished at how blockheaded this is, even coming from you. You think riding a horse might take a little bit of skill in and of itself?
No, we were just watching the horse dancing here, and the person didn't move the whole time. It's not like they're
That's
directing
they're
the horse.
That's because they're good at not moving. That horse could knock you off.
Okay, so you asked, what Olympic sport can I compete in? It's the one where you don't have to move, not the one that requires some sort of athletic ability.
See, I had you pegged as a shooting guy.
Right, or an archery
I think shooting
guy.
Would be up your alley.
Yeah,
do they still have archery?
Yeah, they have. They get those like big, expensive carbon fiber compound bows, and you just pull it back and let it go.
Have you ever tried any of that, Craig?
I mean, I've shot a gun. Yeah, I've never shot a bow and arrow.
But you've never really practiced at it. So you might actually be good at it. You just don't know it. We know based on your size and frame and age that you wouldn't be able to do the other things.
That horse is going to send you up in the air, and you're practically going to float down your slope.
I can
light.
Learn in
actually,
4 years how to sit on a horse.
The only thing you have going for you about sitting on a horse is you are roughly the weight of a jockey.
Yeah, I was just going to say, Chris, I wouldn't be so dismissive.
Oh, he couldn't do dressage. He couldn't do equestrian.
But he's never failed at it yet. Just about every other Olympic sport, running, track and field, swimming, golf, basketball. Yep. We know Craig can't do any of those things well enough. We don't know if he can ride a horse. You bring up an excellent point about why he would be suited for horse riding. The horse would barely feel.
Could you imagine?
He wouldn't be weighed down or bogged down.
If we got somebody who was rich enough, they said, Craig, anything you were going to do professionally the next couple of years to train for these Olympics, I'll double that money and give it directly to your family.
We are going to train you to do dressage.
We have a backer here who just loves the show, is filthy rich. They're going to pay your family maybe $1 million+, and you are going to train dressage for the next 4 years.
And here's the other reason why I give Craig a shot. Because the pool of applicants is so thin.
How do you know?
It's such an expensive sport, Chris. You basically cut out like 90% of eligible people in the world from
doing it. But the people who are doing dressage are probably doing it from like day one they get on the horse. They're being
How do you know that?
You don't think that there for wealthy people there's an impetus to try to get a gold medal? Like, hey, honey, you could be really good at dressage. You want to be a gold medalist?
I think it's possible, but I don't know that for sure. I don't know that the people that participate in equestrian and dressage have been riding horses since they were 5 or 6 years old. Now, maybe someone will tell me that that's the case. But right now, we know that Craig has one specific skill that works for horse riding. The fact that he is so skinny.
And I can sit for long periods of time. So, I do it for four hours here.
Some would say you were born for it.
I'm telling you. If there's one sport you said in four years I had to qualify for.
There's gun shooting. There's rifle. I think the sport is literally called rifle.
Yeah.
And then there's archery.
I mean, those would be my second choices. Anything horse related.
Why are you
first.
Even bringing a horse into it if you don't have to?
Because the horse does the lifting.
You're bringing another living creature. Hold on. Archery and rifle. You are the only living sentient being competing. You have another living thing that you have to control.
Well, the horse does most of the work.
Yes.
Craig likes the appeal
of
that.
It's the simple numbers here. It's 2 versus 1. One person
can shoot an
archery.
Yeah, but it's all on Craig if he's shooting a rifle.
So say Craig does everything well in dressage, and the horse just decides, you know, Mr. Ed or Mr. Edwina.
Well, that's the risk he runs. But what if he gets paired with an incredible horse?
Then I'm gravy.
Yeah.
He could screw it up.
He just doesn't have to screw it up, exactly.
That's my whole point.
Yeah. Now I want somebody to call the station and say, I'll actually foot the bill for Craig to do
this. My brother works at a dressage farm. We could set Craig up. Yeah.
You buried the lead here. You should have cut me off minutes ago, but we're going to have to do that later. Because now I'm wanting more. Yeah, exactly. That's it. Somebody, a very wise person in this business, said you should do that. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, 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 O'Reilly
Auto Parts. We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.